Civil liberties lawyers say they are encouraged by some recent rulings in the federal courts. In the past 2 months, they note judges in three separate cases have denied government attempts to shut down lawsuits. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
This is a story about a piece of paper. In 2004, D.C. lawyer Wendell Ballou was working for an Islamic charity that had come under terrorism suspicions. At Ballou's request, the Treasury Department sent him some documents pertaining to their investigation. But a few weeks later, he says two embarrassed-looking FBI agents showed up at his office to take one of those documents back. It was secret, they said, and had been sent to him by mistake. He returned it, and they told him to keep mum.
I was not to disclose the content of the document and should make no efforts to try to remember the content of the document.
They asked you not to make an effort to remember it?
Yeah, they said that I should not try to refresh my memory.
Ballou is careful to follow the FBI's instructions. At least he won't describe the document. But based on what he saw, he and others are suing the government for tapping their phones without warrants. There have been dozens of similar lawsuits since the New York Times reported on the NSA's warrantless surveillance last year. But only this case has the benefit of physical evidence, another copy of that secret document. The plaintiffs filed it under seal with federal Judge Gar King in Portland. Government lawyers quickly responded by invoking what's called the state secrets privilege, a principle that requires courts to dismiss litigation that would expose sensitive state secrets. But earlier this month, Judge King said no. He thinks the lawsuit can draw on aspects of that document without endangering national security, especially since the wiretapping itself is hardly a secret anymore. Furthermore, Judge King has resisted the government's attempts to confiscate the document. Before allowing it to be sent to the FBI for safekeeping, the judge arranged to have the document placed inside a locked bag. He has the key. One of the plaintiff's lawyers, Stephen Goldberg, says the judge is bending over backwards to keep the case alive.
The reason he's working so hard to do that, I believe, is because he's seen the document. So when the government says this is a grave risk to national security, the judge can form his own opinion.
Lawyers on other national security-related cases have accused the government of invoking secrecy in order to suppress embarrassing lawsuits. The ACLU's Ben Weisner represents Khaled El-Masri, a German citizen who says American agents mistakenly kidnapped him, beat him, and flew him to Afghanistan for months of interrogation. El-Masri's suit was dismissed on the state secrets privilege, but he's appealing, and Weisner says recent rulings, such as Judge King's, will help.
Given how rare it is for a court to reject any part of the government's claim of state secrets, the fact that we have three separate federal courts in different parts of the country resoundingly rejecting government claims, I think is a trend.
But scholars are more cautious. Douglas Kmeck is a Pepperdine University law professor who's sympathetic to the government's secrecy claims. He discounts the notion of a trend. At the same time, he acknowledges a shifting mood among federal judges.
Judges are part of the American community, and I think the American community from the Supreme Court on down are more skeptical than not about where we find ourselves at the moment in the war on terror.
Another expert on national security cases, Bobby Chesney at Wake Forest Law School, says the state secrets privilege per se is in no danger. But he says the courts are wrestling with the question of how readily they should grant the privilege.
Should the judge review the document or review the information at issue and make an independent determination of whether it needs to be kept secret? And this is the real point of controversy, I think, in these cases.
In the past, Chesney says, judges have often preferred not to delve into the merits of a secret, preferring to accept the government's claims at face value. But as things stand right now in Portland, Judge King is holding on to the key to that bag. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.